Good morning. This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is asking the company that wants to buy Vermont Yankee for more information about its finances. The NRC sent Northstar Services a letter last month seeking additional background on how it expects to pay for the decommissioning of the shuttered nuclear power plant in Vernon. Northstar said it hoped that federal regulators would finish their work before the end of this year, but an NRC spokesman says at this point, a decision will probably not occur until the first quarter of 2018. The NRC says it wants the additional financial information within 30 days. New Jersey last week set its safe drinking water standard for the chemical PFOA at 14 parts per trillion, which is lower than the state of Vermont standard. PFOA has been linked to a number of adverse health effects, and it's been detected in water supplies all over the country. After PFOA showed up in private wells in Bennington, Vermont set its standard at 20 parts per trillion, which was one of the lowest in the country. Sarah Vos is the state toxicologist with the Vermont Department of Health.
We understand their rationale for why they're different, but we are comfortable with the process that we used. We were comfortable with using EPA's toxicity value.
Along with now having the lowest standard, New Jersey also becomes the first state in the nation to give PFOA its own maximum contaminant level for drinking water. Vermont does not have a maximum contaminant level for PFOA. The man credited as the first openly gay lawmaker in the country, elected to statewide office, has died. Ed Flanagan, a former Vermont Auditor of Accounts and a state senator, was 66 years old. Vermont is seeking a preliminary damage assessment from the Federal Emergency Management Agency to see if the state qualifies for federal disaster assistance after a severe windstorm knocked out power across New England. Officials said Friday that Vermont must show $1 million in response and public infrastructure recovery costs to qualify for the FEMA funds. The state says preliminary estimates exceed that amount. President Trump has appointed Rutland City Treasurer Wendy Wilton to lead Vermont's Farm Service Agency. U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue announced the presidential appointment among a slate of FSA and rural development directors on Friday. Wilton says she's excited to serve Vermont in a new role, but didn't want to comment further until the state has made a formal announcement. Carl Strohmeyer is a dairy farmer in Pownall who serves on the Bennington and Rutland County Committee of the FSA and was pleased by the appointment.
I am glad that they are putting a woman in the position, and I am glad they're putting somebody in who has a financial background. Also, I'm very glad that they've got somebody from this part of the state.
Wilton will follow Bob Paquin, who was FSA director under President Obama. Republican Governor Phil Scott has appointed a longtime state government official and former lawmaker to Vermont's health care regulating board. Scott announced Friday that Tom Pelham will fill the seat on the Green Mountain Care Board vacated by Con Hogan in September. Eye in the sky for today. Morning showers will taper off west to east and highs today mid-50s to mid-60s.